roll.
Let's have a word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sparing us the worst part of the storm. We pray for those who lost electricity and damage to their homes. Just pray they have a speedy and full recovery. And you're the commissioners and judge today as they make decisions for our county. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to each Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out this very brisk morning. Nice to get it. Hopefully this is our one little night of cold weather and devices and be done. But anyway, we will start with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it's a factual statement, we cannot comment back to any comments that may be made. So, anyone from the audience wishes to address the court at this point? Mr. Joel, looks like you were up, buddy.
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to publicly thank and acknowledge the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army for standing up a shelter during this cold weather snap that we had. They housed, I think, at the most 4 people, but those 4 people didn't have to spend those nights in the weather. So I'd like to thank them publicly and acknowledge them.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else from the audience? Commissioner?
Judge, just today marks the 1-year anniversary of my last surgery. been a long recovery. Can't thank enough people. I was on, I don't know how many prayer lists I was on, and prayers do work, and God is good. So I appreciate all the thoughts that I got. As it goes on, some days aren't real good. Sometimes you need to call or a note. I had a bunch of them, so I appreciate all that. And a special appreciation publicly to my wife for taking care of me and lining up all the IVs and antibiotics and everything else I had to do. I don't think I've been able to keep it straight. So just appreciation to everybody during that time. So last year was a year of recovery. This year, I guess, a year of growth.
There you go.
Kind of piggybacking on what Joel said with the Salvation Army and Red Cross, I'd like to publicly appreciate energy. I don't think there was a single outage in our area. I know we didn't get the ice we expected, but part of that's due to them being proactive. And I know Commissioner Trahan had an issue on White Oak that they got out pretty quick and took care of. And they worked really hard for the last couple of years clearing lines. I believe we need to tell them thank you for that. They catch a lot of grief on Facebook. And not very much appreciation.
Those linemen have a tough job, especially in this kind of line.
For sure. I don't really have anything. Good football season so far. And I'm looking forward now that Johnny's in better shape. We can get back on our regular field.
All right. Commissioner. Yeah, one thing I say is every good thanks to Red Cross as well. Also, it has been good to have Johnny back in full recovery, as much for his health and as much for mine, because now he can feel his own feeder, which is very important.
I'm not feeling that good. I don't.
Him standing there watching me do it, it looked like he was getting way too much enjoyment out of that. So, anyway, glad everybody's good and healthy. So we're going to move forward to item number 2, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending December 31st, 2025, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $6,320,263.08. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $420,879.89. And C, Treasurer's Report of Revenues Received and Dispersed in accordance with Local Government Code 114.026. An affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $51,107,900.99. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $44,580,177.41. and First Financial Bank $6,527,723.58. And anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Christie?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court the county treasurer's quarterly investment report as required by HB 2459, Public Funds Investment Act. This report is for quarter ending December 31st, 2025, and will be available for viewing on the county's website. Anything else you'd like to add to that as well, Ms. Christie?
No, sir, that's just the total form.
Okay. Need a motion?
Second.
Three. Second by four. Further discussion? All in favor?
No.
Any opposed? All right. Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Patrol for Public Accounts in the amount of $700,305.17. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use tax allocation for the month of November 2025. Have been credited to the general operating fund. Motion?
So moved.
Motion by four. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding adoption by resolution of the court, the 2026 investment policy as required by government code chapter 2256.00S. Which is required to be reviewed and adopted by the court annually. Anything you want to add to that? It's just as usual.
Just I have to follow that every year. No changes.
So many.
All right, have a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Any opposed? Six, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for January 20th, 2026. Ms. Lisa.
From the general fund, $81,933.05. Road and bridge, $525.62. Adult probation, $21,464.55. Airport, $1,699.50 for total payment of $105,622.72.
Just go ahead and pay the bill.
All right. Motion by one. Second. By three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding payment of January 27th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $109,823.50. From the general fund, 001-101-51270 to Texas Association of Counties, HEBP, for group medical dental life under 365 for January 2026. B, $96,921.30 from the general fund at 001-101-51270 to Cam Williams Group Benefits, Inc. for insurance for retirees age 65 and over for February 2026. And C, $51,300.35 from the improvement grants fund 026-983-530-002 Planning 3 Elevation for the 2019 FMA Elevations. Number 3. D, $58,375 from the TDR GLO Recovery Grants Fund 073-936-53003 to Gary R. Trader and Associates, Inc. for services from 06-01-2024 to 11-10-2025, contract number 24-064-031-E219 for the two-lane street improvements projects, and E, $35,100 from the TDRA GLO Recovery Grants Fund 073-936-53003 to Arsenault Wilson & Cole LLC for services from 08-01-2025 to 08-31-2025, contract number 24-064-031-E219, draw number 4 for the two-lane drainage improvements. And anything else you'd like to add to that, Ms. Lisa?
Yes, sir. From the general fund, $787,887.18. Road and bridge, $468,073.09. Mosquito control, $1,043.44. Airport, $2,645.37. Consolidated account, $17,359.56. For a total payment of $1,277,008.64, in addition to state criminal costs and fees quarter ending 12/31/25,
$142,009.27.
Excuse me.
No problem. Move. 1 second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Number 8, discussion and possible action regarding the annual renewal of the order to regulate the sale of retail fireworks in Orange County, Texas, pursuant to Government Code 2154-202. And of the Texas Occupations Code, this order shall allow retail firework permit holders to sell fireworks in the unincorporated areas of Orange County, Texas, as follows. A, beginning February 25, 2026, and ending at midnight on March 2, 2026. B, beginning April 15, 2026, and ending at midnight on April 20, 2026. And C, beginning May 20, 2026, for the last Monday in May and ending at midnight on the last Monday, May 25th, 2026. It's just order adopted in firework sales that we do it every year. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Motion by 2, second by 1. Any further discussion?
Just thank goodness we got some rain.
Thank that rain. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 9, discussion and possible action to authorize the use of the administration building parking lot by the City of Orange for Mardi Gras activities. So during the Mardi Gras, the City of Orange is going to have some activities over here on the side right here, and they're just asking to use our parking lots. Typical procedure we do just to make sure we're covered on our insurance as well as them as themselves, but they'll use our parking lot out front over the weekend.
So, Allison, what's going on out there?
Well, the parking lot will just be for just parking.
Yeah.
But we're doing a Mardi Gras.
Allison, I'm sorry. If you're going to go out, you need to come up. Say who you are, and that way then you'll tell us.
I'm Allison Cleary. I'm with the City of Orange and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Explore Orange CVB is going to do the Mardi Gras on the Sabine alongside the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce doing the parade as well with the Crew Cruise Parade. On Saturday, February 7th, starting at 2, We'll have several events going on over here at the Riverfront Boardwalk and Pavilion. Gates will open at 2. At 3 o'clock, we'll have a second line march with the crew of Kids Parade, where they decorate their wagons and wear costumes and things. It'll be led by the Big Fun Brass Band. They're coming out of New Orleans. And so they'll have a 6-piece brass band and do the whole procession with the umbrellas and everything. We'll have food trucks, kid activities, a beer booth. Free State Sellers will be out there. Of course, at 6 o'clock, the crew cruise parade will go right past on the route, right in front of the Riverfront Pavilion. And then after that, we'll have the Four Horses will open, and then we'll have headliner Wayne Toops out there starting at 8 o'clock. So we hope to see everybody out there and appreciate the use of the parking lot. So thank you.
Well, you got free promo time today.
So I love it. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Thank you.
Tell Tommy I said hello.
He just had to do it. Just had to do that. All right.
It's all in fun.
All in fun. Would you like to make that motion, Commissioner?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by one. Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10. Discussion and possible action on appointing an appeals board to set a date for a workshop for Commissioner's Court to hear an appeal from Parkwood Land Company on violation that exists on Old Highway 90 in Rose City, Texas.
Judge, Commissioners, this is a request by Parkwood Land Company, Mr. Stevenson, to either appoint an appeals board or have the court hear it. That's up to y'all's discretion under the order on a violation that is connected to that original piece of property we were talking about earlier, but it's a different side of it. Another.
Do we have a mechanism to appoint an appeals board?
We do. It was in the order, and we had done that, I don't know how many years ago that was, a while back.
A long time.
So the board no longer exists. But
I'm not so much in support of an appeals board because basically it's got to come to court for our final decision anyway.
It does. The court would have to approve it.
I would just send just the court.
I would agree with that.
And we deal with it.
The appeals board just seems like we're putting it off on somebody else to make a decision. When ultimately it's our decision to make anyway.
Yeah. Well, all the appeals board would do anyway would be just recommend it. It's still up to the court to decide. Set a time, set a date.
I don't have a preference.
Probably just a 9 o'clock before scheduled meeting.
Do you have a specific time?
Yeah, we already have one on the 10th scheduled, don't we?
And on the 24th.
Yeah. And then the next week, the 17th, we're gone. We're all gone for school. And you said we have one on the 24th already as well? Yeah. So that would make the next soonest one would be the 10th of March. We could do 9 a.m. on the 10th. Is everybody good with that one? Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not really an appeals hearing because it's not an appeals board, but it's just a hearing. I don't think we'd call it a hearing on the determination of.
Is there a reason it's a workshop and not just an agenda item?
Well, I mean, because I think we're trying to keep a long, drawn-out deal being in the middle of the court.
An agenda item would be for the court to address an issue. A workshop would be for somebody outside of the court to present to the court. I think that's why it's characterized as a workshop.
I was just thinking the discussion could happen during an agenda item, but a workshop's fine.
Well, we will have to have. So the thing about it is we would still have to have on that same court, on the court following, we would have to have an agenda item to vote to decide whatever it is we discuss.
The workshop would just be the opportunity for evidence and argument to be presented.
Yeah, for them to present their argument. To
make the case.
Okay. Got that, Charla? Thank you, ma'am. workshop at 9 a.m. An agenda item on the court following that.
March 10th.
3/10/2026, 9 a.m. All right. Good. Thank you, sir. Good? All right. So I need a, I don't think we need a, do we need a motion on that? We're just setting a workshop tape. We don't really need a workshop on an agenda. We can do that.
I mean, you can.
Just for
a motion to set it.
All right. We need a motion to set that.
Motion
by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right, 11. Discussion and possible action regarding minor plat of Riley Estate, subdivision of a 1.038 acre tract of land into four lots. Lot 1, Lot 2, Lot 3, and Lot 4, and they're in strong survey. Abstract number 26, Orange County, Texas. This plat has been reviewed and approved by the City of Pinehurst and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. Tracy, you are up.
Yes, sir. Ready to go. Mm-hmm. This is the first one of this kind I had, so the City of Pinehurst.
Okay. Need a motion?
Second
by three, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
This is the topic of conversation while waiting on that sign. It was one of the weeks when they were here to do I think they do it. Johnny, I saw pictures of Johnny out there standing up on his back.
My goodness.
Have you seen any more of the pictures lately?
I haven't seen any lately.
She might have been saying. I mean, she might want to start doing it all the time.
She was dedicated to it.
Who am I to deny or something?
Right.
All right, we'll move on to.
He said he was doing
that's what he said. Item number 12. Discussion of possible action regarding minor plat of Texla SQ Edition, lots 1-3 or 1-3, a 34.22 acre tract of land recorded in clerk's file number 529095 to the official public records of Orange County, Texas, lying in the Edward Hurst Survey, section number 10. Abstract number 99, Orange County, Texas. This plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and Orange County Drainage District. Proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. All ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Tracy, I'd just like to compliment you on these plats. They seem to be running much smoother.
Than coming out a lot quicker.
And timely.
Thank
you. All right. I need a motion.
Second.
Need a motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
What roads are these included?
It's off of Texland Pipeline Road, where it's located.
What
are you
saying?
That's
two people.
Yeah, four.
Oh, that's
be off the pipeline. That north. Yes, the farther north.
Really close to the border.
Yeah, close to the border of Jasper County.
The county line.
Oh, okay.
Way up there.
almost Evendale.
That's
a good description.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably just for me to hear
it. It's close.
Is that the piece our buddy that works at the Sabine River Authority might be moving to?
He hadn't said I'm moving to it. I think he just bought it.
He said he's going to put his house on there.
That's the key thing. Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of an item budget increase for the road and bridge, boat, motor, and trailer requested under capital outlay for the 25-26 budget year. The final quote was $3,995 more than the original budgeted. All other capital outlay items have been purchased or encumbered, and there is enough budget in account number 002-573-57590, equipment greater than $5,000. To cover the overage.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion.
This is for the boat. We're working on the bridge, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then, the final quote that
we're moving this from.
There should still be enough money in that account to cover it.
Yeah, okay, we're just making it recorded. Right, we're approving more money than what we originally approved for the purchase.
And, making sure.
It would have been nice to have had that.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll get pretty quick because it would have, hopefully wasn't necessary this weekend, but it was soon coming. Yeah. A motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding purchasing one pharmacy-grade freezer at $2,654.10 plus $236.55 for shipping for a total of $2,890.65 from account 081-938-53000 LATCF funds. I don't think Jip's here, but it's just replace the freezer. Motion by two. Second by yes, sir. Motion by two. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action to appoint Robbie Hood to the Orange County EDC Board as the City of Pinehurst representative. This was approved by the Orange County Economic Development Corporation Board on 1-5-2026. Nothing needs to add to that. Motion by two.
Oh, I didn't see her back there. She's hiding behind Tracy.
Yeah. One by two, second by three. And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding the renewal of IFB 22006 with DSI. This is the third renewal available under the contract. No price increase. Further action of the court would authorize County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same.
And this before somebody changes their mind and goes up.
I know. Yeah, motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Item number 17, discussion and possible action to authorize County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign a renewal contract for environmental consulting services provided by LJA Engineering to meet annual requirements for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality Pesticide General Permit Application TXG870000 TCEQ PGP requirements include mosquito control district pesticide applications and road and bridge department herbicide applications. This services have been provided to Orange, Jefferson, and Orange County by LJA since the implementation of TCEQ PGP in 2012. Funds for payment of services are included in the Mosquito Control District budget. Anything you want to add to that, Mr. Patrick?
No. Motion.
Section by three. Yeah, everybody on second that one. Everybody said mosquitoes down.
Hey, Tracy, speaking of the road and bridge spraying in there, do you know when they're going to start the spraying the ditches? Was it March?
Right.
All right. Motion by three, second by four. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action to review and approve a recreational vehicle park application for property located at 13535 Highway 62, Orange, Texas. All requirements have been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Drainage District, Orange County Road and Bridge Department, and Orange County Environmental Health and Code Compliance Department. Mr. Joel, you're up.
Judge, Commissioners, this is the first one I think we have brought to the court since we since the court put in adopted those rules regarding RV parks. And they meet all the requirements.
They meet them. That's the main thing.
How many spots?
Right now, I have a motion by one, I have a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
James here? Maybe that other RV park that called you last week that called me is not going to happen.
Item number 19, discussion and possible action to review and approve a recreational vehicle RV park application for property located at 16648 Highway 62, Orange, Texas. All requirements have been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Drainage District, Orange County Road and Bridge Department, and Orange County Environmental Health and Code Compliance. Joel?
Same thing, Judge. This is the second one. They're both located on 62. One is on the north end up by Texla, and the other one is down towards the south end, kind of by that, not far from the overpass.
Okay.
Which one is this?
It's the one they originally were going to do one, and then something slowed down. They did a bunch of the work, and then it slowed down, and it's kind of back up on them. So I think they had to make all the requirements meet first. All right.
So
I have a motion by two.
Second
by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, sir. Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. When we look at those, they're just as listed, and they're all moving to surplus. We can take a few minutes to look over those if you have any questions on each one. Ms. Michelle would love to answer your questions.
They're going to surplus.
They're going to surplus. That's her answer.
I'm
going to
change my
vehicles.
Nothing. I think the expedition's in pieces.
Yeah, motion by three.
Second.
Two. Any further discussion?
Who's the company that does the auctions for us?
Renee Bates.
They do a good job. Y'all do a good job. The whole group is good. All right. I have a motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion?
But it's just real quick. I know Commissioner South brought it up before, but is there any way to list the condition when you put these things to service? Or just
well, we're going to start putting the mileage on
there. I can't see them. I couldn't get the mileage off the expedition.
Yeah, something to pieces. I know you can't.
Yeah, it's kind of broke up.
It's in my parking lot, and they're always working, getting something off there. I mean, they're using the park.
Hey, that's great. Thank you. All right, I have a motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Commissioner?
Judge, I need to go back to item number 18.
Okay.
I had the addresses mixed up on this one. I would like to open that back up for discussion if possible. If not, okay. I'd like to change my vote to no.
On the 13535 Highway 62?
Yes, sir.
That's the right, correct one. All right, so we can open that back up. And so not only are you going to vote because you were one of the motion?
Yes, I had to thought it was the other one, so I need to send my second on that.
Okay.
Somebody else second.
All right.
If I need to.
All right, so we're gonna rescind the vote and the motion on item number 18 from the first vote, and then do that a second time.
So, different address?
No, it's the same address, I think, right?
Yeah, same address. I thought the item number 19 was that one, and I had it backwards.
This was at the Texas Road?
Yeah, that's one at Texas. I can't support that.
Okay. All right, so... So we're going to rescind that vote, so that one is not going to count. And there's going to be a motion to approve the second time. That's what we need, a motion and a second on that one. And the vote.
Motion.
All right, so I have a... Let me make sure I correct this so Charlotte will be able to read my notes. So we have a motion now by three. Second. All right, second by one. There's no further discussion, then we'll take the vote. So I have a motion to approve. One.
Aye.
All right. So four.
Aye.
All right. And then opposed?
Me. Hey, however you want me to say it.
I got you. That's good. I just want to make sure I put that in.
Under our party requirements, we do not have any grounds to deny this.
To deny?
I mean, they've met all our requirements.
They met our requirements, yeah. But I guess you can deny.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course you could, but I was saying that they met the requirements.
But they did make, yes, they met the requirements. For us, the drainage district, and...
So they did provide a new drainage plan for the drainage district then, because the original drainage plan for the gas station did not include the RV park.
So the best of my understanding, the drainage...
They said they were going to have to.
Yeah, sure they did approve the submission of it.
Okay. All right, we got it. Right, so we will go now to back to item number 21, which is discussion and possible action regarding deleting the following items. Asset number 16314, a tablet, serial number 611968-R2 from the Sheriff's Office, and going to be destroyed. Motion by three.
Second
by two. Further discussion? All in favor. Thank you. Item number 22, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with the Assistant County Attorney one or more discrete and unrelated matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Ms. Grignion, who would you like?
That would be the court, myself, Tracy, anybody else on the oil on the... No, okay, that's it for that one.
All right, so we will close session at 10:38.
Yes, I'm sorry, without recording.
We're going to open back up at 10:53 for any action being necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
No action. All right, so item 24 is discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting. I have a motion by four, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 10:54.